Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
3 o'clock, actually, 3:01 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., yeah, Matt Scraby, Chris Ello, back tomorrow, reunited, and it'll feel so good, at least for me. Apparently, Scraby is not looking forward to Mr. Ello's return.
The only thing I'm looking forward to is that usually when he comes back from vacation, he's in a very chipper mood.
He is very chipper mood. I mean, why wouldn't you be? You're back from vacation.
There's the post-vacation blues, where you wish you're still on vacation.
Well, yeah, vacation is not meant to last forever. So, I mean, you got to come back. That would just be living then if you're staying on at the place forever.
Yes, that would be true.
We do have a Daily Gambit coming up here shortly. Might want to broach, I don't know if we'll do it now, we'll broach the conversation of Ha-Seong Kim, a Gold Glover. Is that a stretch?
I'm looking at the stats, and I don't look at defensive stats a lot. But
yeah, you know, so don't look at the stats, because I don't know if you know what you're looking at. Because it's not just errors.
Fielding percentage?
That's a part of it.
Innings?
Range. They got some like real metrics for this now.
Range factor per nine innings. Ha-Seong Kim has a 1.78 range factor.
What is that rate?
Let me see. It rates the range of a player over nine innings.
No, I know that. Where does it rank? I said.
Oh, where does it rank?
Yes.
It ranks not very high.
Okay. Well. You'll talk
about it, and I'll listen.
We'll have the conversation, okay. At least from a what is the word I'm looking for? From a we'll talk about it later. Okay. I can't think of the word right now. Anyway, get to the Daily Gambit.
All right.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris and the Aztecs. We talked about this at quite a bit on Friday, Tony. I talked about this after you had to, when you were down doing your stuff with the players and everything at Coors Field. But the Aztecs were 3-point underdogs in their game against Toledo at home on Saturday. Well, the Aztecs did cover, and they won by three. So they won fair and square, and they covered fair and square. But I still think this was a bad spread.
How could you think that?
Because if they were a three-point favorite, the game would have pushed, and that would have been right along with where they thought the game was, pretty even.
Wait, they were 3 points, so they were plus three.
They were plus three. They were underdogs.
Oh, they
in the
were
game,
underdogs
at home.
Yeah,
this was, I was very
yeah,
angry was about
a,
this
yeah,
on Friday.
Yeah, no, that's right.
But they did win 17-14. We're going to get into the Aztecs here in about 20 minutes, I think. Then the parlay of the day that we had on Friday was from Brutus Fan 619. Brutus Fan went with Florida and Tennessee. He went with Tennessee at the on the money line, and Tennessee did beat Florida 38-33. But here is where things go a little bit cattywampus. Oregon at Washington State. He took Oregon with the spread of 6.5 points as a favorite. Oregon only won by 3. They did win, but they won 44-41. So Washington State covered that one. And then for the Kansas State-Oklahoma game, Oklahoma actually lost in this game. And the 53 total points, he said over. So he hit 2 of his 3 legs. Kansas State won 41-35, which is 75 points.
I love that it was a screenshot on looks like.
Well, I told everybody on Friday. This is a Chris guy right here.
This is.
Brutus Fan 619 is a Chris guy because he wrote it on a piece of paper and he sent me the picture of it.
Good penmanship, too, by the way.
You spelled Oklahoma wrong, which I didn't want to mention, but I don't know if that's something that you personally, like, have a joke. So.
How you spell Oklahoma?
There's no A. It's not oak, like the tree.
Oh, that's right. It's okay.
It's okay. And you know what? It's okay, Brutus Fan 619. So, sorry about that. Sorry, but we move on. We have another parlay of the day for the Monday night game tonight. But first, football season is here. Don't make stupid bets. BetQL analyzes every bet from every game to find you the most profitable opportunities. NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, and more. Visit BetQL.com or download the BetQL app today. Now, this parlay of the day for tonight comes in from Ibrahim. Plus 1,006 on the difficulty factor, on the odds factor. Ibrahim is taking the Giants on the money line over the Cowboys tonight at home. They're going over 38.5 total points. And the third leg is going to be Saquon Barkley, 81-plus rushing yards and 1 anytime touchdown. So again, New York Giants money line. Over 38.5 total points in the game. Saquon Barkley, over 81 rushing yards and at least a touchdown.
I think I like it. I like his odds on this one.
Saquon's been pretty good this year.
As long as Saquon's healthy, Giants are going to they'll be a team that you have to like prepare for.
Yeah, true. Last year, not so much.
I won't go further than that at this point.
The Saquon Barkley is probably the only player on the Giants side that I would feel comfortable prop betting because he could actually do it, and it's not going to be a fluke if he does it. But that's the prop bet parlay of the day for tonight. Thank you, Ibrahim. Now, the game tonight, I found this four-leg parlay that pays you $676, and it goes like this. The Giants with a one-point spread, their one-point favorite, over the 39.5 points, Saquon Barkley over 23.5 receiving yards, and then Saquon Barkley a touchdown score. So I think that could happen, too.
Wait.
This is a
separate
bet. Give
it to me again.
Giants as a one-point favorite.
Okay.
The total score over 39.5. That would be a 21-20 game.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know about that part.
What about Saquon catching over 23.5 receiving?
Is Cooper Rush still still quarterbacking?
Yes, he is.
This might be a low scoring one.
A low scoring affair.
Might be we might see Ezekiel Elliott get some carries finally.
Let's hope. For his sake.
Right. This could be one of those games.
It could be one of those games. Saquon Barkley over 23.5 receiving yards, you think?
I can see that.
All right. And then Saquon Barkley touchdown, you already said could happen. Yes. So,
I'm just concerned about the
total points.
The total points.
Yeah. All right. The last thing I wanted to bring you in the parlay or the Daily Gambit is something that Greg Popovich said. Now, if you were thinking about taking the Spurs to win the NBA Finals this year, to become NBA champions, don't. Greg Popovich is telling you not to.
I don't know who in their right mind would be picking the Spurs to be NBA champions anyway.
They're plus 50,000 if they win. Popovich says, I probably shouldn't say this, as he leaned into the microphone. Nobody here. Paused. Should go to Vegas and bet on this team to win the championship.
Keeping it real with everybody.
He is, and do you think this is like it's not a challenge to his team, but no, it seems
this is just him being honest.
All right, so the Spurs aren't going to be very good this coming year.
What do they have? They've traded away.
I couldn't tell you.
Exactly.
Does DeMar DeRozan still play with them? Or no,
no
he plays with
he
the Bulls.
He plays with the Bulls.
Yeah. That's how up to the minute I am with the Spurs roster right there, is that DeMar DeRozan's been a Bull for 2 years or so.
Yes. I don't know if it's been 2 years. I think last year was his first year.
Okay, I'm just going to stop talking.
Just say
it. I'm just going to stop. No, I should, because I'm just saying things that don't make any sense. But that's it for the Daily Gambit.
Scraby's Daily Gambit. If you like some of those, good luck.
Yeah. Good luck to Ibrahim.
Yeah. Ibrahim, good luck. Ha-Seong Kim.
Yes.
Cole Glover.
Yes.
Is it a possibility?
Yes. Does he get your vote?
I mean, I don't know if I'm biased because I see him every day. Like, I haven't watched a Dansby Swanson play shortstop. I haven't watched, I don't know, whoever else. Who's another good shortstop in the National League? Just not
Trey Turner?
I haven't seen much of Trey Turner.
Brandon Crawford?
I haven't seen much of Brandon Crawford. You know, but Tovar. I will say, Ha-Seong Kim is as fundamentally sound as any shortstop in this league. He's really good at shortstop. He's really good at the infield in general with the glove. We saw him play second, short, third last year at times.
Yeah, anything.
But he's been the everyday shortstop for this ball club, and he's just so dependable. Like, the ball's hit to him. You know he's going to fundamentally pick it up, fundamentally get his body going in the right direction, and then throws a strike.
What kind of stats are they looking for on the fielding side for someone with a gold glove? Because I have him in front of me.
I mean, errors. I mean, all of it matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Errors, fielding percentage, how many attempts you get, and what kind of range you have. How many runs have you saved from at that position? All of it's taken into account. Can we name some more of the shortstops?
that's
part of the problem is I can't think of any. Willie Adames from Milwaukee, but he was hurt a lot of the year. I said Swanson. Who else is in the
Who plays shortstop for the Diamondbacks?
Perdomo.
Oh, well.
I don't think he's in the running.
He's not in the running. I'm quickly trying to get to MLB.com
now. Miguel, my guy in for the Marlins.
Okay. Don't know his last name.
Can't remember his last name right now. He could very well. I'm trying to.
He's not a brand name. That's the problem.
But that's the good part about gold gloves now. It's no longer. It used to be that you had to have some type of offensive prowess to even be considered for a gold glove. Now that they really do focus on, I think it's Miguel Rojas, isn't it?
Yes, Rojas. Yes. And Francisco Lindor.
For Lindor, he's a good shortstop.
Corey Seager, he's in the wrong. Mary he's Lee, in the AL.
Sorry. Doesn't work.
Yeah, Rojas is there, Perdomo.
There might be a case there.
Yeah, that's about it from the top guys in the National League.
I mean, I can't think of very many better defensive shortstops right now. Dansby Swanson is legit. He's probably the dude that is on that list as well.
Yeah. Ha-Seong Kim has a .985 fielding percentage this year and 478 defensive chances, really doesn't even – I mean, it's great. It's great, but – There's guys with a lot more defensive chances, I guess, the position you play as well.
Can't control if the ball's hit to you or not, unfortunately.
Yeah. But he's got a .985, and he's only got seven errors on the season. I would take that.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one. We'll see. I think he's got a shot, though. I think he's got a shot for sure. All right, let's get to break. When we come back, I hate to talk about it, but the Aztecs, they get a win. But same problems I think we see, right? The passing game, not quite.
What is that? I know that's
right.
Mean.
Right. We'll talk about it when we return. More Aztec talk, more Gwen and Scraby. Here's some traffic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
3:20 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, hanging in while Mr. Ello gets ready to make his return to Gwynn and Chris starting tomorrow. Scraby has held down the fort for what? How long has Chris been gone? Like a week?
A week and some change? Last show was last Monday.
Last Monday, yeah. So he's been gone about a week.
It's kind of nice.
I'm just kidding.
I don't want the rumor mill getting started because, never mind.
Yeah. You can listen to every Padres game along with all the music and news that San Diego needs right here on the Odyssey app. Download it today. The Aztecs got a win. Barely, but they got their second win at home. All I could think about was how bad it would be if they had lost that home game. So, happy to see them get the late touchdown.
That was a good drive.
It was. That was the best drive of the year.
I think so. Braxton Burmeister did everything on
that drive. He threw it a little bit. He ran it
a lot of it.
My man is quick, too.
He is.
He's quick.
He's tough.
I don't know if that is sustainable without the threat of a pass a little bit.
No, that's the problem, is he threw for 65 yards in the game.
Yeah, and he had like quite a few pass attempts.
He did. He was 13 for 24.
Right, so hopefully that gets better.
It has to get better. I don't understand. We've been told every single year.
217 on the ground, 65 through the air.
That 217 sounds like an Aztecs win, and 65 is fine.
Which probably even more worse. I don't know if that's really a thing, but even worse.
Third down efficiency?
Yes, 1 of 12.
Yes. That game was hard to watch. I'm not going to lie. It's hard to watch Aztec games just because they struggle a lot on offense, and when the team that you're cheering for struggles on offense during football, it's very hard to watch the game. I mean, any sport. Look at what the Padres for that little stretch when they were struggling on offense. It was hard to watch.
Yeah. No, there's no you tell no lies. But they do get the victory, which is, as I said before, the most important thing that they are on the field to do. Although they were the underdog going into this game.
Yeah.
They were given 3 points going against Toledo. And they covered.
Take
that, Vegas.
Yeah. Take that, Vegas. You don't know how good the Aztecs offense really is.
Take that. Of course, next week, things don't get any easier.
No.
Boise State at Boise State. So that'll be the Aztecs' next game. By the way, there was some more good news today. Jack Browning, the kicker for the Aztecs, was named Mountain West Special Teams Player of the Week.
Nice job.
So shout out to Jack, and we're getting that accolade. But next week, that's one of the bigger games of the season. You know, it usually is.
It opens everything up. I can't really imagine how this game's going to look next week after watching what I've seen in the last couple weeks. Now, there was a last week when you were out, I talked about this a little bit, and I wanted to get your opinion because the quarterback's position with San Diego State seems to go up and down, and they've had a lot of transfers as of late. Like, Will Haskell's going to be going into the transfer portal for the Aztecs. Lucas Johnson went in the transfer portal. And so we were talking about it, and then we looked, and Lucas Johnson won the bowl game against San Antonio, and he threw for over 300 yards. He has 3 touchdowns. He has a great game, his best game of the year. And then Brady Hoke was actually asked by Kirk Kenny at the press conference last week, why do these quarterbacks keep leaving? Brady Hoke said it's because they wanted to. Kirk, to his credit, did press Brady Hoke.
Do you know Kirk? Of course he's going to press.
Well, he did.
He's going to press.
You know, the media in this town gets called soft, but Kirk was not soft in that whole exchange. But
we do this. Our media base does give passes.
We do.
Often.
I do it all the time. Lucas Johnson's mom, though, because we put up a tweet. Adam put up the answer about the quarterback situation from Brady Hoke last week, and Lucas Johnson's mother tweeted back to 97.3 The Fan SD saying, "I'm sorry, Lucas Johnson did not want to leave after the bowl game. He was told, quote, we are going in a different direction." And then someone replied and thought, "Why do you think this?" or said, "Why do you think this?" She said, "I don't appreciate him lying about the situation regarding my son. We're all happier where he is now." That is not good.
Don't mess with a mama bear.
You
man.
Don't,
hey,
but
they come for you.
I think everybody's taking this as like, okay, Brady Hoke's a liar. I'm not saying that whatsoever because we don't have any idea of what the conversation was between Brady Hoke and Lucas Johnson. And I said this on the show. I said, if I got fired, I would be cool and whatever to Adam and everyone, but then I would call my mom and a lot of untrue things are going to be said in that phone call about why they fired me. Untrue as in like maybe making it a little bit more dramatic than it was.
I mean, for Scraby, yeah, I can understand that.
Putting you in the position, you get fired. You're gonna call
first
your mom.
First of all, he didn't get fired.
This is not a job. They said Brady Hoke said that he wanted to leave. The mother's saying he was told they're going in a different direction.
So I mean, he's basically being told he should transfer.
Yes.
And you're asking me what?
I'm asking you what your read is on the situation. Am I crazy for thinking that there's something here?
I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't see why Mom Dukes would get on there and just make that up.
No, I don't think she would either. I don't. And it could be a game of telephone that's being played.
No, I don't think there's telephone there. Like,
okay.
Either you were asked to leave or you weren't.
It's pretty black and white to me, too.
You know, and it sounds like he was asked to leave. So,
why? Isn't that a bigger problem?
Maybe, but I mean,
the why is the problem because they've been telling everyone, all the fan base, we're going to get better offense.
If you think Johnson was the answer, then yes, that's a problem.
I do.
Then that's a problem then.
Because his stat line this year, pretty good.
Where's he at?
Montana. So it's not a FBS.
That wasn't why I was
school.
Asking. I just was curious to know. He's at Montana.
I'm pulling
playing
it up
well.
Right now. Playing well. He's got 841 yards passing, 10 touchdowns, 1 interception. Aztecs could use 10 passing touchdowns right about now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, right now, it's not a good look, right, that you have a quarterback, and maybe the competition isn't as strong. I don't know. But it does seem like there's a lot of quarterbacks coming and going really fast.
He's averaging about 50 yards rushing a game, too.
As I said.
It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't. If they knew that Braxton Burmeister was going to be coming in, I could see why. You know, I could see that, because if you know that the guy with ACC experience in Virginia Tech coming in, I would understand why they would want to go with Braxton Burmeister over Lucas Johnson.
That's ultimately what it boils down to. If that is true, that meant that they felt good about whatever quarterback says, and maybe we just all need to be patient with what is happening with
I just turned my head like the Exorcist.
I'm talking about within the confines of this season. I know we've been patient for a long time as it pertains
I want to see something fun.
They're just gonna start 7-step dropping and heaving it down there. And just,
might as well try.
I gotta see it to believe.
And I also know that the offensive line for the Aztecs
isn't it?
It's very young.
It's super young. So, you know, I shouldn't even use the word patience because I'm sure people in San Diego are tired of that word.
The next step for this team, we've talked about it a million times, is either a new conference or a bigger bowl game.
Is there a team out there in college football that plays football the way the Aztecs do and are like
Air Force?
No, you didn't let me finish my statement.
Sorry.
And are like a top tier school?
No. I think all teams are able to pass. Alabama passes the ball when they were strictly running school for a very long time.
We'll see.
They have to get better at quarterback.
Do you think Burmeister's the...
He's the guy for the rest of this year.
You think he should be the quarterback moving forward?
Yes, yeah. He's the best option on the team by far. Because the other
guy... Is he our only option?
Kyle Crum is a true freshman.
Okay.
And he played against Utah.
How many quarterbacks?
I think there's only two right now. They probably maybe elevated someone.
Put a shield around Burmeister.
I like how he plays because when he drove the team down the field, he took control.
Yeah, the few plays I got to watch, he looked good.
He did.
I mean, he was decisive in his decision making if he was going to run. And when he was a few times he did pass. I'm I can be patient.
I need more energy out of you in this conversation.
I can be more patient on this.
I know.
Honestly, it's hard for me to give you energy because I'm usually doing the Padre game when they've been playing. So I haven't got a chance to like sit down and watch. That's why I'm reluctant to really.
All right, we'll revisit.
Go one way
in
or the other.
Four games.
I know what I've read. So I mean that certainly doesn't. It fits with the narrative that you have right now. But I haven't seen them from my own eyes enough.
All they need to do really is win, and they did that.
They did,
and they've won twice. They're 2-1.
Man, who? And it's
and, no. They're 2-2. Sorry, 2-2. Yeah, 2-2.
Boise coming up next. All right, let's get to break. When we come back, Scraby's Big Five on the way. Who would you guys rather face? Cardinals, Mets, Braves. They're all options. We'll get into it in the Big Five. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
Tony just did the off the air. It's kind of hilarious, actually. Gwen and Scraby for the final day before Chris gets back from vacation. That'll happen tomorrow. Padres are going to get back in action tomorrow as well, playing the Los Angeles Dodgers for the next 3 days. And then the White Sox come to town for 3 days. And then the Giants come to town for 3 days. And that's the regular season, Tony.
Yeah, man. It has been a long road.
It has. These baseball seasons are long.
Yeah, man. You got to really like it. You got to know. You got to love it.
You got to love it.
You got to love it to be able to lock in. But, yep, Padres, 9 games. Dodgers, White Sox, Giants.
That's perfect scenario for them to have 9 straight home games before they have to head into the playoffs. And then playoffs start. The wild card rounds are Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're only 3 games. So we'll get into that in the Big Five. But tune in to Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. as former NFL MVP Boomer Esiason and Mike Valenti discuss the biggest NFL news and preview the most important games of the week right here on 97.3 The Fan. I know we're supposed to give you the keyword as well. We will give that to you in the Big Five, and at 4 o'clock, it's going to be Gwen versus the fans. We are going to have Padres Dodgers tickets attached to that. And I made the questions all about Padres 2022 season, and because Tony's an expert on the Padres 2022 season, just like Chris is an expert on other things.
It might really be a Chris versus the fans type vibe because. Yeah. I should know a lot of
this. You should know a lot of this. I think I think the callers will too, the players.
Before we get into the Big Five.
Yes.
Shout out to the Loyal and the Wave.
Yes.
Both clinching playoff spots here in San Diego. Looking to have Jill Ellis on sometime this week, Wednesday, Thursday.
I like the sound
still
of that.
Still trying to kind of
pull the strings behind the scenes.
Button that up a little bit, but what a tremendous season for both, but particularly the Wave as an expansion team coming in here. And, I mean, they got the support of a ton of this city.
Oh, yeah.
That was
very quickly.
Broke the attendance record at Snapdragon.
I had a friend go to that game and said they had the most fun they've had in years.
My wife and kids went. I was quite jealous. Yeah, they were pretty pumped up. They were pretty. I said it was the most enjoyable experience they've ever had going to actual game.
That is high review right there.
It is.
Your
I mean, first of all, but they really. I mean, aside from the game, they talked a lot about how awesome Snapdragon was. Just the stadium and the whole setup was legit. So
it wasn't too hot for them?
No, it was a night game, okay, so good. They didn't have to do
it. Sure, some people out there still it was a little too hot for them.
Yeah, that has that's kind of subsided a little bit. I'm sure because the hottest day of the of ever in San Diego has also subsided.
Yeah, the game on Saturday was only I drove by. It was like 85 degrees, which seems like an air conditioning unit compared to where we were that day. It was like 105 that day. I'll never forget it.
I think we were in L.A. Times, it was definitely 109. It
you
felt
got
like
the
that.
Smog mixing with the humidity and the
that's
heat.
That's the funny thing about L.A. now. Like, after the pandemic, there was like a time where you couldn't see the mountains from spot.
Yeah.
Now every game series we've been, you can actually see the mountains back there.
I remember talking about this during the pandemic when you guys were at home, and I did a list of five things that were good about the pandemic because we were trying to find anything.
We were searching at that
point. And I said it would help clean up the environment because in China, they hadn't seen mountains in their town in like 30 years, and everybody stopped driving. All cars went away for a little bit, and the air is much cleaner.
That's a real thing. Like, you could not, like, there was no visual of mountains out there. It was just smog.
That's so gross.
Now you can, like, see them. You could see them. So
I love it.
You know, that's
good stuff.
One and only good thing that came out of the pandemic.
All right. Well, it's time for the Big Five, I think. But first, here's your traffic report.
Brought to you by Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco.
Join RSD.org for more.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
The Big Five today is brought to you by On Deck Small Business Loans. All right, everybody, I can see you calling. The keyword is not for the Dodgers tickets, everyone. It's for the signed autograph baseball. Padres autograph baseball. This is the keyword. Enter the keyword FLY, F-L-Y, at 973thefansd.com/autographs for your chance to win a baseball signed by a Padres player. Keyword is FLY, F-L-Y. At 973thefansd.com.
I thought they were calling because calling early for Gwen and Chris. Or Gwen versus the fans.
Oh, they may have been, but
no, you're probably right. It probably was the word. We're still like 20 minutes away from.
Yeah, we are. We are 20 minutes away.
Gwen versus the fans.
Yes.
So
we have the Big Five to get to, everybody.
Number five.
And friend of the show, Will Leitch, put out an article on MLB.com about seven players who could be the next to hit 50 home runs in a season because Aaron Judge did it this year. Only 11 players have done it since Barry Bonds set the home run record with 73 back in 2001.
We're talking just 50.
Just 50. Okay. Just reach 50. I'm sure people are going to have fun with their number two on the list, his number two on the list, but he has Fernando Tatis Jr. only behind Vlad Jr. of the Blue Jays for the next player that's going to hit 50 home runs. Keep in mind, Pete Alonso did this his rookie year. I didn't remember that.
Yeah, he was
53
going
in his rookie year. So, Tony, you're up first here. Will Fernando have a 50 homer season in his career?
No.
Okay.
50's, that's a lot, man.
I mean, only 11 people have done it.
Yeah, no, I don't think he'll get 50.
Oh man, you're. I was gonna say just because he had 42 last year and he missed a bunch of time, he would need 8 more. And there's also questions now about how he hit those 42.
Forget that. I don't have questions about that. Okay. I just think 50's a lot. That's a big number. You got to be a lot has to go right for you to get to 50. Aside from being able to actually get to 50.
He played 130 games last year. He hit 42 home runs. I mean, he could have been there if he played those other 32 games, but we'll never know. My answer, I'm just going to say for good measure, yes, why not? I think Fernando at least one time in his career has 50 home runs, and I hope we all cheer him for it,
yeah,
too.
For good measure, why not?
Yeah.
Number four.
Yeah. I talked about this last week, but if the season ended today, the Padres would be in the 5-seed spot, taking on the 4-seed Braves. These wildcard games are now set to take place next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So here's the question we asked last week, Tony, and I'm going to get your answer now. But first, I'm going to tell you what our logic was, because the question is this. Who would be your three pitchers for the Padres in the playoffs? Three starting pitchers. And it would go you, Darvish. That's easy. Number one. Number two, Joe Musgrove. I feel like Bob Melvin trusts Joe Musgrove to go out there and be the number two guy. And then my number three after yesterday is Blake Snell. It is the third starting pitcher. Now, some were saying that Joe could be three and Snell could be two. Or some were saying that Clevinger, last night took Clevinger out of the mix. How would you go with your first three pitchers in the wild card round?
Darvish, Snell, Musgrove.
You would go Snell just to go right, left, right?
No, I think Blake is throwing the ball a little bit better right now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's it. Just like that.
I've been thinking about this for a little bit of time now.
You guys do talk about this sometimes.
We talk about this a lot.
During the
but
game.
Not even necessarily during the game. We just, you know, I think about it a lot because I think this team can make some noise. I really do.
And that second game, obviously, is very, very, very important.
And if Clev is right, if, you know, now you got a fourth, you know.
There was also ideas of maybe piggybacking, like Joe Musgrove, Mike Clevinger, or even if they need it, Nick Martinez.
Yeah, no, this ain't the regular season, so you're not
no piggybacking.
You're not piggybacking. You use the guy as long as he can go, and then you pivot from there. Like you can't have, you can't give up two pitchers in a game unless they are going to complete it. Because if they don't, you know, now you could have used a guy that maybe had a little more leverage to use him in a higher leverage spot. That's just, you go with your, that's why the rotation gets shortened, because you want those guys to go. Now, the leash is going to be short on even those three starters.
Yeah, it will be. I forget that playoff baseball is just a whole different strategy
different
than
monster.
Regular season.
It's the reason why Bo Mel had been given such a long leash so long early in the season until we got to like mid-August, September, he stopped kind of, because the bullpen has been, they have probably less innings than anybody other than I think the Dodgers, who have the starters have gone the longest in the season. Padres are second. So
all right, I've clicked it three times now.
Number three,
there it is. Chargers got blown out by the Jacksonville Jaguars at home yesterday, 38-10, and many were surprised that quarterback Justin Herbert played with his fractured rib cartilage. It was not a good game for Herbert. He looked off. He was taking hits, and he was in the game until very late in the game when the game was out of reach. Head coach Brandon Staley said, quote, he wanted to be out there with his teammates, end quote. And when asked about it in the post-game press conference, here is what Justin Herbert said to the media.
Justin, what went into your decision to bring, so you had a discussion, your decision to stay in late in the game?
I just didn't want to quit on my team. You know, obviously a tough day for us, but didn't want to go out and, you know, felt like we were getting the ball up quick, so I didn't want to quit on my team.
How do you balance not quitting on your team, but knowing that you're also dealing with a pretty significant injury?
You know, it's what the team needs, and sometimes you have to put your own goals and everything ahead or behind the team, and, you know, I think that's what's most important, and I felt like I was safe out there, and, you know, I didn't want to quit on my team.
So that is him in the press conference after, and everybody was like, kind of like, man, what are the Chargers doing? People here in San Diego have asked that question many, many, many times. But, Tony, the question is this. How would you handle Justin Herbert and his health?
I would let the doctors and Justin Herbert decide what he wants to do with his own body here. Here's the deal. It sounds like this injury is going to be this injury
throughout the year.
Throughout the year. He could sit 4 weeks and this injury is still going to be the same. So if that's the case and he wants to play, he's not making it worse. Why not? I mean, it's football. Like, it's, if the injury is not going to get better, it sounds like this is his year. Now he's got to deal with, what is it, cartilage.
Fractured rib cartilage. I found out what that is.
Explain, please.
I don't know what it does, but it's in the front of your ribs, and it's like basically what's connecting your ribs to
together?
Like, yeah, like your body kind of like it holds it all together. Like,
and so that thing is just like floating there.
It kind of is. I don't even know how you fracture it, but he did fracture it.
Man, that seems like it hurts.
It does. It really does. I just don't like how Brandon Staley is so nonchalant about this whole thing.
He is kind of, it's borderline dismissive.
Okay, I'm not crazy, because he's like, after the game last week, he's like, oh, it's football. He took a big hit. Like, what? He was lying on the ground in a lot of pain, and he has fractured rib cartilage. We would later
find out that he definitely, that wasn't his only answer to.
No, oh, yeah, game. You're right. And I have that in my head for some reason, one little part of the answer.
No, if he just left it at that, yeah, you'd be right. But he's kind of dismissive.
Justin Herbert.
Listen, and in some ways, I understand it. Justin Herbert was asked this question like 12 different ways, the same question 12 different ways. And he answered it cool. Until they started asking him about the painkiller, if he took the shot, he was like, I'm keeping that to myself.
Okay.
Why?
He had to have taken the shot. He had to have.
He has left it for your imagination to decide, because he did
not
confirm
or deny. I don't care if he takes the shot.
Apparently he does, because he didn't want anybody to know whether he did or didn't.
Well, I think there's circumstances surrounding the last rib fracture shot.
The one that might cost him $5
million? Yeah, to Rod Taylor.
Well, it would cost the doctor $5 million. Yeah. Like. He's not suing the school or the team. He's suing the...
Which is unfortunate. He should just sue the team as well. But
you don't burn those bridges if you plan to be around for a little bit.
Chargers are in big trouble already. 1-2. Not good for them right now. And I think you should probably... You made a good point, Tony. If this is going to be an injury the entire year, he's just going to have to deal with it. And if he gets to a point where he can't play,
he can say, hey, I can't do it. Right.
All right. He just didn't look good yesterday.
I don't know. You say he didn't look good, but I watched this dude throw a pass about 70 yards.
I did see that,
moving
too.
The opposite way with just a flick of the wrist.
I did see that, too. There were some turnovers early in the game. You need to practice, too. Anyway, we're getting too far off base.
Number two.
I'm getting too far off base. For years, many people have said the NFL's Pro Bowl was just not very good anymore, and the NFL listened, and they also have a substitution for it. According to many reports, the NFL is replacing the Pro Bowl with a multi-day skills competition and a flag football game that will be played in Las Vegas the Sunday before the Super Bowl. I also read Peyton Manning and his production company are going to be involved in this Pro Bowl replacement.
Oh, the flag.
Yeah. So I'm up first. What do we think? Just get rid of everything. Have a celebration. I don't need a skills challenge. Do the awards that week, because the Super Bowl team players can be there. I just don't care about the Pro Bowl anymore. I just don't. And I don't know. I know there's money to be made for the NFL, but you can go without that.
Aside from the money part.
Pocket change of $1 billion that you're probably making from it.
Aside from the money part, I'm willing to give Flag a chance, man.
Really?
These are like some of the best athletes in the world about to play. Like, they're actually going to play now. Like, it's not going to be like, oh, I don't want to get hurt because they're afraid of tackling.
Yeah,
that's true. They're just grabbing flags now. They'll go a little bit harder. I'm kind of interested in see if it can work. Now, I'm open to the fact that it might not, but I'm willing to give this a shot.
They're going to throw a 15-yard penalty on a flag guard.
No, right?
I guess I'm willing to give it a shot, too. I'm going to probably tune in. Well, who am I kidding? I say all these mean things, and then it's like, you're going to tune in.
You're scraby.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yankees star Aaron Judge has everyone watching him as he tries to tie Roger Maris and hit his 61st home run of the season. And he's getting pretty historic treatment. I was watching the game between, I think it was Vanderbilt and Clemson on Saturday, and ABC had a cut-in every time that Aaron Judge came up to the plate, and so they played side-by-side.
Dave Marcus was cutting into my ears every time.
Really?
Aaron Judge is coming up.
Hey, Tony.
It's like in the middle of a call.
Aaron Judge is coming up.
That's really funny. Anyway, they have this whole thing put in place. He has new balls put in every time that he goes up to the plate so they can track the ball and authenticate the ball. But the game ended last night in 6 innings. Fun world. If this is the last final game of the season, how long are they waiting for that game for the rain to go away so he can get like at least one more at bat?
They're going to wait.
They're going to wait. They're gonna wait. That's what I thought too.
They're going to wait. You know what the other funny thing is? Who was it? I don't know. Was it A-Rod's or was it Pujols' ball that the guy kept?
Yeah, he kept, and Pujols said, I don't want it. I don't care.
You know what the interesting thing is? Unless you got that stamp on it, that authentication stamp.
It doesn't mean anything.
It don't mean
nada. It could be a baseball you pulled out of your backyard.
Exactly.
All right, Gwen versus the fans next for Dodgers, Padres tickets, as well as Vegas qualifying. 833-288-0973.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.